Welcome back for another video. The international games are over and FPL's back, so let's have a look at how the team's shaping up this week and a quick look at how last game week went. It's just as well we had a 2 week break to forget about one of the most infamous game weeks of all time. 19 points all out in my case, which is a bit embarrassing on the free hit. It was actually my lowest score ever, and yet it was a green arrow to 79k. Not a single return across the entire team, a 4-point haul from Captain Son, Madison, Elanga, Bowen and Kudus all blank in the midfield. Elanga came incredibly close to return, if not for a clearance off the line. Perhaps the only positive was opting for Toffolo over Reguilon, which was a 4-point swing in itself. In pure delusion, I've told myself it was like a Toffolo clean sheet versus a Reguilon 2-pointer, which is a better way of looking at it. So close to greatness for Toffolo, if not for a last minute goal conceded. The average score was 12 points, which is comfortably the lowest ever on record. It's going to take some beating. It's not even like the previous record was beat by 1 or 2 points. Until last game week, the lowest average score ever was 19 back in the 2016-17 season. You just gotta laugh really. Probably advantage to the game week 34 free hitters, so well played if you kept yours. We'll talk more about double game week 34 plans later in the video, as I'm still looking to field 10 or 11 double game week players myself, just using free transfers. Let's put game week 29 behind us, we'll take the green arrow, and let's have a look at game week 30 in the lineup this week. In goal, Dubravka's home to West Ham. I haven't actually got high hopes for this one, given Newcastle's long list of injuries, particularly the back now, with Botman out for the season, and Trippier and Livramento both flagged, and they may or may not be involved. Miley's also picked up an injury over the international break, so he joins the injury list. There is a temptation to start Neto instead, we'll talk more about that in a minute. Going for Dubravka and goal to hedge my bets, so in defence it's Van Dijk, Zabania and Pedro Porro. Let me know if you'd start double Bournemouth defence or spread the risk with Dubravka and Zabania. Bournemouth have got a home fixture as well against Everton this week. Very little separating them on the clean sheet odds. Bournemouth have been given a 29% chance and Newcastle 27% chance. Neither defence are particularly solid. Both sides have kept one clean sheet since game week 20. Spurs are second on the clean sheet odds with a 37.5% chance against Luton, so in a position of strength with Porro in the team. His underlying numbers have actually dropped off in recent weeks. Over the season, he's second among all defenders for expected goal involvement, but over the last 6 game weeks, he's 76 with 0.25 XGI, although of course he has had a blank. Spurs are in a unique position of blanking in game week 34 as well, but they've got two postponements to be rearranged, so they might get back-to-back double game weeks in 36 and 37, where he'll be a key asset as someone who rarely misses a game. The loose plan would be to sell him in game week 34 and then wildcard him straight back in. Van Dijk's turned out to be a solid transfer with a clean sheet and a goal in his last two starts in my team. Further to that, fortunately Liverpool's double has dropped into game week 34 when game week 37 was a possibility. Liverpool have got really good running games ahead all the way up to the double next month. No one has won more than Van Dijk's 113 aerial duels this season, so there's always a bit of hope to get lucky off a set piece, as we saw as recently as game week 25 in the League Cup final. Moving on to the midfield, which is Palmer, Saka, Gordon and Son. When I look at my team now, there's already quite a few players here that are set and forget for the rest of the season, and Palmer's definitely one of those players. There's going to be other areas in the team that will get swapped around. Unfortunately, not to see him get a single minute over the international break for England. He deserves to make the England squad in his performances this season. Chelsea are home to Burnley, and he gets the vice captaincy. It's hard to imagine anything but a Chelsea win here. Do you think he made the right decision to leave City for more minutes in a new challenge? Saka withdrew from England duty with an injury. We're expecting him to be fine, as is often the case of injuries during the international break. There has been reported that he has been carrying an injury for a long time, and he regularly goes away to get treatment on it. So in this case, a genuine injury rather than an international break injury. Expected to be fine for the City game though. We did see Walker and Stones both go off injured in England's two friendlies, which could be a huge factor if either of them or both miss out against Arsenal. Big misses at the back. If you've got better depth than me, I can see the logic and bench in Saka for this one. Not an option in my case. Gordon had a solid game for England over the break. Can he return and continue his home form? He's got 8 goals and 6 assists at St James's Park, and in home games he's racked up 96 points, which only Douglas Luiz can beat across all positions. He's another one that could end up a season keeper, but there will be a temptation to swap him out for Eze for double game week 34, and then wildcard Gordon straight back into the team for the run-in. The beauty of wildcarding in game week 35 is you can dead end your team into game week 34 with a couple of players to double and then get them straight back out. Let me know in the comments if you'd like a chip strategy video covering some different strategies depending on which chips you got left. The difficult decision to sell Foden for Son a couple of weeks back has paid off so far in net points gained. And the biggest factor in making that call was this very game week with the intention to captain Son against Luton. This graphic from Rob TFPL is a nice alternative view of the clean sheet odds by game week fixture, but also the projected goals by fixture. And Tottenham are projected to score 3, which is top of game week 30. Liverpool with 2.6, Chelsea with 2.5. Richarlison's return from injury is a bit of a question mark now, as far as Son's position and whether he switches to left wing, which could negatively hinder his output. Another difficult decision around the corner, whether to sell Son for Salah, or to keep Son and take a minus 4 to fund it via another route. It's a front three with home fixtures, Solanke, Watkins and Haaland. Another sigh of relief as Bournemouth's double game week 34 was announced and a simple decision to hold Solanke till then. He's home to Everton, who have struggled for results in recent weeks, but Everton's 9.3 expected goals conceded over the last 6 games ranks 6th best in the league. However, only Haaland's got higher expected goals than Solanke among all players this season. It's a send-off week for Watkins. As mad as it sounds, this could be his last week in my team of the season, home to Wolves. In game week 31, Villa face City, and in game week 33, they face Arsenal, so he's looking like the best one place to sacrifice to find the money to get Salah in. I'm not looking forward to having to pay 10 mil for him next season. I am interested to know if anyone else is in a similar position, and they're looking at selling Watkins to fund Salah. We'll talk more about those plans in a second. Last in the starting 11 is Haaland. A draw and a loss for Norway over the international break, including a missed penalty by Haaland. He's home to Arsenal, of course, and a potential title decider. It's going to be a nervy game week ahead for those that sold him for Morris, which has so far paid off, albeit no returns from Morris to this point. He's joined second on the goalscorer odds with Salah this week. They've both been given a 47% chance of scoring any time. Son is top with a 53% chance. It's a light bench this week, which is Neto, Gabriel, Saliba and Hwang. The only bench decision still to finalise is Neto or Dubravka in goal. It's double Bournemouth defence or hedge my bets. Realistically, wouldn't be surprised if both concede. So with double Arsenal defence on the bench, I'll need everyone to play this week, as I'm not expecting Arsenal to hold City goalless at the Etihad. Now that Wolves have had their double game week 34 announced, there's a temptation to hold Hwang all the way till then. He's expected back in game week 33 or 34, so it's cutting it fine. So transfer plans. I've got one free transfer and 2.3 mil. Let's have a look at the plans for this week and the coming weeks. There's not a clear move to make this week, which significantly improves the team, so in that position the best thing to do is roll. It's all about the route back to Salah for me, and if I make a move now, it also forces a minus 4 in game week 31. So in game week 31, my current thinking is to sell Watkins and Son for Darwin and Salah. It's definitely a couple of moves that could backfire. Though Son is away to West Ham, Watkins has got City, and the Liverpool duo are home to Sheffield United, perhaps the best fixture they're going to have all season. Since it's a move for game week 31, I could buy myself some time and really weigh it up. Liverpool do face Man United away the following Sunday, 3 days later, so some assessment's going to be needed on Darwin's chances of a benching against Sheffield United, so that's something that needs to be considered as well. Using Plan FPL, if I make those two moves, that sets me up with 10 players to double in game week 34 already, with a further 3 transfers to swap some players around. The other option in game week 31 is to sell Watkins for Muniz, Gordon for Salah, and Porro for a double game week 34 defender like Anderson for a minus 4 hit. This also gives me 10 players to double in 34, but no Darwin, and it does involve a hit. So that's all my current thoughts. If you enjoyed this video, hit like and make sure you're subscribing. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.